Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
It's Karen Cataline, not Chuck and Julie, and it's the day before Thanksgiving, and I am honored and delighted and can't tell you how happy I am on so many levels. I'm happy that there are people listening and participating, and I have so much on my schedule, but I love and I'm looking forward to hearing from people actually live. You can just unmute yourself. I have lots of questions to ask you. And this is an amazing time. I've been thinking a great deal about what it would have been like, God forbid, if the election didn't go our way. Granted, the election isn't all of life, but frankly, what we have all been living through and watching our country go through, think about what how we would be feeling the day before Thanksgiving if we had not had the result we had. We're at the very beginning of this process, and I'm just not done celebrating yet. I want to hear, if I can, from all of you, where you were when you heard that Donald Trump actually won. And I'll tell you my story, and I really want to hear yours. And what I have in mind to do this hour, I have no guests, which, believe it or not, as verbal as I am, as verbose as I am, I'm a little nervous that I don't have any guests because I haven't done this in a while with no guests. But I thought it was just so important. Chuck and Julie's listeners, I mean, I am a fan of Chuck and Julie and have been for years already. So it's fun to interact with their listeners who are so loyal and who have been through it, both in Colorado news, which keeps making national news because of the Denver mayor and a whole bunch of other things, and national news. So I'll tell you where I was. I was so nervous about this election. I was so nervous. And I was not optimistic because, frankly, I thought that if they could cheat in 2020, and I believe they did, and we were told we weren't allowed to say that, you understand, we're not allowed to even think it, let alone say it, and thank you, Doug, by the way, I'm going to use it, that we have to say it anyway. So I had a feeling once they have it to where they can cheat people into office, then I was not optimistic. So I decided not to watch the elections at all. My husband and I actually were binge watching Blue Bloods, which is a great show, by the way. It's going off this year. And I knew that I wouldn't be bombarded with a lot of leftist claptrap. That's the problem with looking at media today and just television shows, is that you can always be sure that you're going to have something pushed down your throat, whether it is wokeness or transness or Marxism or whatever. They've been trying to push all this stuff down our throat. And it's one of the things that I want to talk about because it's almost as if, poof, overnight, things are, the insanity is starting to lift. So my story is I didn't watch any of the election returns because I figured it would be a nail biter. And that wasn't easy for me. And then I decided, okay, so I'll go to sleep and I'll wake up and I'll prepare myself for whatever it is, because I figured it would be up, it would be down. I woke up in the morning and got on my news feed, and it said Trump declared the next president of the United States. And I almost had to pick my jaw up off the floor. I cried tears of joy, I'll tell you honestly. Why? Because I really felt like this was the last stop for America. They had completely controlled, or it seemed, every sphere of influence that we had. And we've been watching for the last 4 years. I don't have to reiterate, because you've been living it with me and with all of us who are basically normal human beings and love our country. We watched as our country disintegrated into the beginnings of a Stalinist nightmare. It's Stalinist when you try to use the power of government to put down and shut down and, raid and possibly even kill your enemies. We've watched all of that and more. And this seemed like the end of the line. And I was profoundly moved when Donald Trump, in his acceptance speech, said he realized that God spared his life for a purpose. It still makes me cry. Because he indeed did. And we are going to have to do everything we can to protect him so he can do the work that he was elected to do by 70%+ of voters in this country. We never were a minority. We were always a majority. But the tactics of the left are to make you think like you're in the minority, and that they're so loud and so noisy and so out there that they want people to believe that they're a majority, and they are not. So I know that Julie usually reads all the tweets, but I really want to hear from you. Either the number, and the number is 888, let me see if I can remember, 627-6008. 888-627-6008. Please call in, tell me your where were you when story if you'd like. And then we'll talk a little bit about how it feels in this country right now. How does it feel different?
Hands up.
Hands up. Hands up. Darren. Yay.
How are you?
Are you Barney? Is this Barney?
Yes, this is Barney, you knucklehead. Of course
Barney,
it is.
Barney, you knucklehead.
Yes. Yeah. So let me say something. I'm glad that I watched NBC because my daughter's a little lefty. Actually, she's a commie. And it was funny to bounce off of her, you know, like at first I was really nervous because North Carolina was really making me nervous. And then Georgia, but I laid there, I think it was around midnight is when I heard that he won Pennsylvania, and it was over with. Like, she had to win Pennsylvania. But going back to, like you said, how you feel, no matter how effed up your life is, like this win, it was huge, and it is a relief. And, you know, keep in mind, Chuck brought it up, and I remembered after he brought this up, you know, of course, Wisconsin, 95,000 votes came through and not a single vote for Trump. And keep in mind, that's one thing, 95,000 votes, and they were all for Kamala. You're telling me that Jill Stein didn't get any of those votes, or RFK? I mean, these people cheat. They always have all those. It's mathematically impossible to get 100,000 votes and they all be for one candidate out of the same. It's just there's just no way. So,
and Barney, because I didn't watch, are you talking about 24 or 20?
No, this was 20 and 24. They tried to steal it in Wisconsin. They came out, 95,000 votes came through with not a single vote for Trump. It's just, I don't care what liberal crap hole neighborhood you live in, there's going to be a Trump voter there. They're just, you know, and they.
Well, it's preposterous. It's like believing that there are 57 genders or that men can have babies. They want us to, they have wanted America to simply dispense with all and any common sense.
Yep.
And not believe their lying eyes. Right. What didn't they lie about? What didn't they lie about?
Exactly. And we're supposed to believe that all of America thinks it's okay for men to beat up women. I don't know what century these people were born in, but none of us think that way. I mean, even the yellowest of yellow males wouldn't do what some of this gender transformer crap was all about. And I don't know.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because think about the level of hypocrisy and the flip-flopping that they did. They've been lecturing us for decades about how they're the champions of women and against domestic violence and the Me Too movement. I have a list of things. I don't want to bore you with it, but I don't think it's really boring. They lectured us on every single one of these things. And then in a heartbeat, they flipped to the other side. So they're a champion of women's rights and protecting women, but you can pummel a woman in a wrestling ring and that's okay. Beat her up
or box her
in the Olympics, right?
You know, you can almost say that, okay, if a woman goes in a boxing ring, oh no, but you're telling me a woman can't play volleyball with all women? I mean, these people were nuts, and thank God that, the one nice thing about this election, Obama, you're the Lord and Savior, and you're done. We never have to deal with your crap again. There's a lot of pluses to this that because I think this does go on, and there's a lot to be excited about. You know what? I thought we were going to have to wait till January 20th.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about that in a minute.
I mean, Trump is cut loose, and we've been it hasn't stopped.
He's acting like the acting president because we haven't had one for either the last year or certainly the last 4 years. And so he's acting like the president. There are things happening that are astonishing in this country. But go back to Obama. I agree with you. Obama has been, I don't think he's the brains of the operation, but I think that he has been the precursor to much of this that we've been going through for the longest time.
I think we neutered him. I think it's over with. We don't have to listen to his crap anymore.
Sure? I wonder what other people think about that. And they can either call in or unmute themselves.
Let me say this to you. I love you, Karen, and I'm glad you're on. And I'm going to hang up. I'm not going to hang up. I'm going to unmute. But I'm glad you're here.
Guess what? Still want you to weigh in when we get to what's going on now. Okay.
Okay, well, but let me say this. I didn't know what the Trump dance was until about 2 weeks ago. I had no idea. It's hilarious.
I've got video.
I know. I'm going to watch.
Got video of the Trump dance. But what I want to do, I want to share. I've never in my life used 3 minutes of any audio. And thanks to Doug for doing this for everybody. I've got a video that yesterday I saw. It's 3 minutes and 20 seconds. What I'm going to do is play the first 3 minutes because it is the most feel-good video ever. And just sit back and enjoy. I enjoy it. I hope you do too. I didn't do it. Somebody else did. Ready? Thank you, Doug. The 3-minute video, please.
Am I going to worry about it? First of all, I'm not going to worry about it, Phil, because he's not going to win.
He's not going to win.
She's going to win easily.
His hope and joy rising.
Victory is in sight in less than 3 weeks.
I think that he loses.
We just made history.
How do you like my garbage truck?
But you still can't see. Freedom is good. Communism bad. You thought that.
Inside, neither
You okay?
It's up with it.
Feeling is to turn the page. Not for the machine you raise. No one believes the word you say. Let's go.
That. What do you guys think about that video? I just thought it was so good. They show the celebrities. One of the things I thought was so interesting is that now things are coming out. My goodness, people are changing like yesterday, like flip-flopping back. If you can flip-flop easy one way, you can. I don't know who that is. I think that might be Charlene. Awesome. Seeing them cry. I think that's Charlene. Please feel free to unmute yourself and join in the conversation. I noticed that just today there was either a whistleblower or someone saying that they had lied all along. She was never ahead. Who's surprised that they were lying all along and she was never ahead? Who believed an ounce of what they said about what the polls showed? Who believes that the numbers are actually still accurate? If this is the final number, and we know they got away with some cheating, because I'll bet you there's an illegal somewhere who voted, if not a whole bunch. It is an astonishing accomplishment. Charlene, are you there? Okay, I don't know. Oh, that's Barney. Awesome seeing them cry. Yeah, there's a term, Schadenfreude, which is taking the joy in the pain of others. But in this case, it really is more being in love with wanting the truth to come out, whether you're wrong or you're right. If what you care about is the truth and clarity about the truth, which is what Dennis Prager, and say a prayer for Dennis Prager, I hear he's not doing so well, then you don't mind being wrong. You just want to know the real truth. I was talking to Barney about, they lectured us. Let me just share a few of these. They lectured us about violence against women and then actually promoted it in women's sports. They lectured us about anti-Semitism. They called, one of the most despicable things right before the election, they were so, so desperate. They called Trump a Hitler, which is he's the furthest thing from, and then they became openly anti-Semitic. They lectured us about feminism. They lectured us about poverty and then impoverished people with their inflationary spending. I have a list of things. What I'm concerned about is that they may not, that people may forget, you know? There's an old phrase, which is still very, very, very valid. Never forget. Don't forget what they did. Let's move on a little bit. Too many notes here. How many of you saw the news this morning that the Washington Commanders were taking their logo back? I thought this was truly hilarious. Now, I thought that they were going to take back their name as well, but apparently they're still too cowardly. Apparently also the Washington Commanders are for sale. And the funniest thing of all is that actual Native Americans wanted them to change their name back to the Washington Redskins. And if they do, they'll probably sell the team a lot faster. I hope that they will change the name back. Apparently, all they did was change the logo. But think about that for a minute. So white liberals are telling Native Americans, you can't have the logo back because we must protect you. That's the funniest thing I ever heard. They were suing the Washington so-called Commanders to ask them to please be the Washington Redskins. So much has changed just with the mere knowledge, and it's not mere, that Donald Trump is returning to the White House. Now suddenly people are remembering what kind of a leader he was, and they will remember what a powerful champion he was for America. So Barney says anti-Jew was gross. Their party of unity, NFL, is spineless. Commander's stupid ass name. You know, what I love about you, Barney, is that you always are so shy about your opinion. If you want to unmute yourself, go ahead, because we have time to come back and talk about some of the changes that you've seen in present time, the Trump effect is what it's being called. Stuff happening all around the world in anticipation, from China to Argentina to Mexico. Stuff's happening everywhere. And I can talk, I'm no expert on Israel, but stuff's happening in Israel too. I think Benjamin Netanyahu knows full well that if he can hold on for two more months, that's a real problem. I wish our founders wouldn't have done that. I wish they wouldn't have waited so long. They could never have anticipated that there was an outgoing leadership that was as untrustworthy as this bunch is. Barney, do you want to come on and talk about the things that you're noticing? And then we'll play the Trump dance because it's so cute. And we were talking about football. So are you there? Okay. He's not there. Another change that was astounding, and I have lists and lists of these.
Here I am. I had to unmute. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
So let me, here's a phone call from Trump to Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, buddy. You wait. You just hold on. Whatever you need to exterminate those cockroaches, it's coming your way. Same as Mexico. Hey, buddy, that convoy that's coming up, you better shut it down because there's going to be hell to pay when I get in there. Zelensky, shut up. You're not getting any more money. Putin, back off a little bit. To hell with, we're not, this, I mean, he really perpetuated, Biden has tried to perpetuate World War III, and then when it wasn't good enough, he wanted to do it again. I would love to hear those conversations. I really would, and it's really nice to see that there is a huge relief, Karen. There's not getting many of this mamby-pamby butt-kissing anybody. It's over with. Those guys, it's over with. It is a huge relief. And the world is a better place right now. That's for damn sure.
So I think, without a doubt, I think right now we're breathing a sigh of relief. And we know full well that this is the beginning of the fight, not the end.
They're coming. They're coming, Karen, but they've been neutered big time. I mean, you're absolutely right. They're not. And you know what's really going to hurt us? It's these stinking, spineless rhinos that are going to sabotage it. The typical bill, that's what's going to be hard to deal with. That's really the.
I saw a news item today because, you know, remember how Chuck and Julie were always saying, where's our billionaire? Well, we've got one.
Yeah.
And that billionaire said he's going to put money in primarying anybody that go, any Republican that goes against Donald Trump. How do you like them?
Oh, it's awesome. This billionaire that we've got is funny. He's a smart ass and we love him. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it and awesome. That's what we needed. The reason that things were so depressing and why I wanted to quit talk radio is because we had no power. None.
Right.
None. We had absolutely no power. And think about it. At the very same time when we had no power, the Democrats still claimed and feigned victimhood. Yep. They were still running around saying, Donald Trump is stopping us from doing this and Donald Trump is stopping us from doing that.
Yeah.
He couldn't stop them from doing anything that they wanted.
I don't know how big of a deal it was. Well, I think it was, in my opinion, losing Rush Limbaugh was huge. I really think it was a huge firewall for us, all of us. And once he left, it just sucks. I mean,
there's never been anybody like him, and I don't think there ever will be.
No, no. He was something special.
Yeah, may he rest in peace. I think he'd be smiling right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about this? Here's another one. There's lists and lists of these things. As we go through these 2 months and we brace ourselves for the other shoe to drop, because these people are utterly irresponsible. They have not changed one iota. Just because they may be changing their tune doesn't mean their heart or their soul has changed at all. But did you hear that AOC took her pronouns off her Twitter page?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
What is that? What, are you going to run for president in 28? I mean, I don't know. Be they, them. God, it's really hilarious to watch. It really is. I mean, they know it's wrong. They're not. You know what? Look, if you want to be a man and you want to wear a dress, you go right ahead. You go ahead and do that. You're a little delusional, but it doesn't mean you get to be around children. End of story. So once you go around children, it's criminal. So no, you could do whatever you want, but stay away from kids, stay away from women. But it still comes back to, it's a mental illness. You know, I love these people bitching about RFK. We know who's in charge of HHS now. I mean, he's a man that wears dresses. It's Rachel. It's disgusting. He's disgusting. And the guy, the bald-headed white guy with the red lipstick that was stealing the suitcases out of airports, that was in charge of nuclear whatever waste or whatever. I mean, these people, they bitch about everybody that Trump's put up. But, you know, it's too bad about Pete. Let me say this about the military men. I mean, they're probably not the best husbands. It sounds like this wasn't rape. It was copacetic. He's probably not a nice guy. You probably don't want to marry this guy, but he's probably just the right a-hole to clean up the Department of Defense. I can't think of anybody better. Go in there and be super. And this hall, this border czar, get ready. He's not very articulate, but God, get ready. It's going
to
be
fun. That border czar, Tom Homan, took it to the Denver mayor, you know?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
He said... We agree, just for our listeners, we agree on one thing, the Denver mayor, that if he's willing to go to prison to defy a federal order, I'm willing to send him there.
Yeah. Where do these liberals get off on latching themselves? They always try to steal the glory, like the glory of those students in Tenement Square. No, Mike Johnson, you're not Tenement Square. None of your liberal, bald-headed women are going to be either. Those people, it was life and death. Now, with you, it's just going to be whether you go to jail or not. It's not necessarily going to be life or death. But now I think they're going to change their tunes. This is going to be hilarious to watch. It's going to be refreshing. And you know what? My grandkids are going to be just fine. They're going to be just fine.
Let me caution. Well, thank you, Barney. I appreciate it. You threw so much out for me to comment on.
I talked too much.
No, it's great. It's great to have you on. I want to caution people because we can never be cocky. Not that you aren't being, not that you're being, but we can never be cocky, because if If this radical left weren't as much a threat to the very fabric of America, then we wouldn't be so relieved, you know?
Oh, I agree. Listen, Karen, what's that guy that they're going to put in charge of the DNC now? The guy with the fish head, Rush Limbaugh used to call him fish head. Oh, my God, he's a radical from hell. I can't think of his name.
I'm not sure. But maybe somebody
Ron, like... He's Jewish. I think he's Jewish. God dang it, what's his name?
Is it Ron Sent? Sorry to say, there's a lot of Jewish liberals. I wish there weren't. They don't represent every Jewish person.
It really makes you sick. I don't know how you can be Jewish the way they're treated and the way they treat Israel, how you can be Jewish and be liberal. How you can vote Democrat.
Barney, if I had a nickel for every time someone asked me that, I'd probably be rich. Unfortunately, the most liberal of Jews are not necessarily think that Israel has anything to do with them, because their religion is liberalism, not Judaism.
Right.
What is most frustrating to Jewish conservatives, and there are more of them now than ever before, after October 7th, the Democrats did, but still there should be 90%, not 50%.
It should, but we'll take what we can get, right? I mean,
yeah.
But have to watch it. They're going to come. They're going to be sneaky. They're going to be devil-like, and we do have to be on the lookout, because they're not going to change down deep. They're not going
to
change.
What we have to do is be vigilant, because if they're going to profess to having changed, just like, look how easy it is for AOC to change her pronouns. Oh, never mind. Just like Emily Lutella. Never mind. Right? I can force you. I can advocate that the government arrest you. That's what they do in Canada and other places, which someone, I'm not sure who, said New York now wants to become a part of Canada. So if they can threaten you for not using the right pronoun, but one of their liberal leaders just very conveniently takes it off her her Twitter page and says, never mind.
Yeah.
We must not forget, and I don't think people are, but we're fired up right now, who these people really are. That doesn't mean every single liberal. It doesn't mean every single Democrat. What it means is the people who are directing policy in this country for the last 4 years have great hatred for America and everything she stands for. And you know it, and I know it.
Not only that, they think they're normal. I think it was in L.A. It was at one of the debates. Somebody was running for city council, and one of those people got up, of course, pink, purple hair, and whatever the hell he was wearing. And he says, how many people do you know that are transgender? It's like, that's your badge of honor. You have to have a transgender friend on Facebook, and we have to be able to prove it. I mean, these people have lost their minds.
And what is so interesting about that and so much else, Barney, is that before they made it a social virus, they actually created the gender dysphoria that they claimed wanted to. It's always that way. They create the problem because they have in mind the solution they really want, which is to maim children.
Yep.
At this point, the mass psychosis of advocating for 12-year-olds to have mastectomies, these are the people that were lecturing us about morality, about good and evil. And those people have now been exposed for the hypocrites that they are, very simply.
Well, wait till these 12-year-olds turn 18 and they start suing the crap out of these doctors.
We already have that.
That's how you're going to fix that.
There is all but I'll tell you, as a social worker, and it breaks my heart, it makes me cry to see what they have done to children, and they've ruined their lives, they've maimed them forever.
Yep.
And there are people that are part of these so-called detransitioners who've come before Congress already and warned people. I have the video. I don't know where it is. About a girl who was forced into transitioning into a man. She was given surgeries, and this has happened all over the country. We can only guess what the motive was for maiming children. We think we know what some of it is about. We know what some of it is about.
I can't even dig in and try to, you know, yeah. My kids mean everything to me. It's like no religion could have changed me like having my daughters did. And I don't get how you could do what these people have done to kids. I really don't. I don't care whose kid it is, your kid, anybody's kid. I just, it's infuriating to watch, and it makes you sick to your stomach, because that poor little soul, you know, just like the poor little soul that's an abortion, they never get a chance. They're gone. They're gone forever, and it's just wrong. I mean,
let me ask you one more question, and then I'll let you go. And that is, have you noticed the unbelievable lifting? We were talking about this earlier, moving into the present, the feeling of lifting of the country turning right side up again. We've been living in an upside down world where wrong is right, black is white is black, everything is backwards, and we're being told that we can't believe our own eyes, we're not allowed to speak, all of that. It was a Stalinist nightmare we were on the road to. And then almost as if, not quite like magic, we are just beginning at the beginning of turning the world right side up again. And that includes people being allowed to disagree, people being allowed to be heard, no matter how crazy their views are. Are you feeling that people are bolder? What was that? Barney kind of left, but that's...
You can see it in these, like if you watch...
We're losing you, Barney. We're losing you. We got a very funny connection. What I'm going to do now...
Oh, Karen.
Yes.
Yeah, are you still taking callers?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Charlene. Barney, and hello, Charlene.
Okay, well, you know, I've kind of thought about what you were saying. How did we feel when we first learned that Trump won? Are we still doing that? And then how do we feel currently? And then what do we think about the future? Well, when I first heard that Trump won, I was really surprised, because I thought they were going to do just what they did in 2020. Yeah. And then I thought they didn't build up Kamala enough. They didn't foresee what an awful candidate she would be. And so I think they realized that if they put her in there, which they could have easily done, just like they did Biden, and what would we do about it? Really? Go to the Capitol that's barricaded off? No. And if they had done that, they really didn't have the nation behind her, even 20%.
Charlene, did you hear the news item that it's now coming out, because so much stuff is coming out, that they lied about her being ahead all along?
Yes, exactly.
She was right. And they lied to everybody about us.
Yeah, someone was saying today that was some weak sauce, you know, Nate Silver, and, you know, those pollsters that are part of the cabal, really, to convince us. And they couldn't convince us, and therefore they didn't have a leader for the nation, and they didn't have a leader to present to the world, and it would have been chaotic. And so I think they just threw up their hands and said, we got to have Trump, and we'll neuter him later on. I mean, we got McConnell's leftovers. We got all these ways that we can neuter him. But at the same time, appease the American people and let the American people think, yay, we got our man in there. We're going to change everything now.
What you're saying, Charlene, and I see we have a caller, Sherry, so hold on. Dr. Donna, thank you for weighing in. I'll read your tweet. So what you're saying is they're lulling us into a false sense of security and happiness, and they're going to come down on us?
Well, they're creating the perception that we've got everything that we need to make MAGA happen. And meanwhile, they're not going to allow MAGA to happen because too many globalists are going to lose. I mean, you think the globalists are going to give up their $160 billion empire, you know, from importing from China? They're just not going to do it. And the WEFers, all these people that have already got their plans 20, 30 years laid out. And I know.
How do you think they're going to do that, though? What do you think they're going to do?
They're not going to let Trump have his most important appointments like Gates. Now, if they hold up Tulsi and RFK, then we've really got a problem. I don't know if those two get in office. I don't think in their positions, I don't think they can work around them. I think they're strong enough where they can hold the line, you know. So if they can get them in, but right now they're doing the smear, you know, the smear and the wrap. They're doing it.
You can can't you?
Yeah,
you
on Tulsi Gabbard. They've got Washington Post reporters out there interviewing her lifelong neighbors to get dirt on her. So the next one they're going to smear is Tulsi. They did it with Matt Gaetz. You know, I hope he comes back in some capacity. But, you know, I'm just being realistic, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer because it you know, the thing is, when I found out he won, I wasn't like really relieved. I was just like surprised is the word, surprised.
You know what, and Shirley? So, I'm going to be uncharacteristically optimistic to say this to you. Number one, when Trump won in 16, I said there is a God, and I'm saying it again. Yes. I think Trump was right that God spared him. You know, just imagine an AR that tiny, that small. Not just that, but I didn't think this was possible. We would not be in the same playing field without this happening.
Right. And it was a divine intervention. It was divine intervention. And therefore, you know, as long as we believe, if we believe it's going to happen, we can make it happen. So I'm just saying, they're not going to roll over, and they still have their plans. And
they will not roll over. But I'll tell you what, for however long until the other shoe drops, and I hope it doesn't, and are the people who made this, help this happen, are incredibly bright, and they knew what these people are capable of. I think for the holidays and for Thanksgiving and hopefully for Christmas of Hanukkah, I'm going to celebrate like it's...
Yes, celebrate while we can. Eat, drink, and marry while we can.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Charlene.
You too.
I just appreciate you so much. I appreciate you calling.
I want to hear from Sherry.
Too, and we have time. What I want to do is play the Trump dance so everybody can see it because it is hysterical. I love it. Makes me giggly and happy. Go. He's queuing it up, is what he's doing. These videos are amazing. I think we got it.
Za'Darius Smith with a sack.
Well, check the flag here. It was thrown away.
What I love about that, what I love so much about that, and what I feel all over the country is this finally boldness, lack of embarrassment, no sheepishness, no embarrassment, no apologies for who we are, what we think, what we believe. And it doesn't mean we all agree. And I'm sure that I would disagree with many of you, but it does not matter. We love our country. And we know what's right and what's wrong and what's true. I mean, I hate to be speaking in platitudes here, but there's an awful lot on the table. Sherry, you're waiting on caller on line one, and I love having you on the program. Hi, Sherry. What's on your mind?
Hi, Karen. It's so good to hear you. I haven't heard you for a while. Well, it kind of goes along with what Charlene and Barney and you are saying, and what I want to talk about is the trans ideology, because that is something that we do need to watch out for. And, you know, when Trimpa was on, I heard the word transgender, transsexual. Chuck said tranny, and he got corrected and was told that's short for transmission.
I call it gay-splaining.
And then I heard Chuck say transfer. I heard Barney say transform. I think I'd say transition. But the overall agenda is to fuse humans with AI. So AI becomes the human mind. And when Charlene mentioned Agenda 2030, we do need to still watch out for that. People aren't going away because they want AI to do more and more of the thinking for us until human thinking is negligible. It's graphene oxide in those shots. It's a superconductor of electricity. It amplifies the electromagnetic fields. The brain processes information electrically. It communicates with the rest of the body electrically. The goal is to create a centrally controlled global hive mind. It's called transhumanism. They're starting with the kids, yes. They're starting with the transgender. But the real goal is to separate us from our creator. So, you know, like the creator, how he's all-knowing and all-seeing, right? And the technocrats want to do that. They want to surveil, know everything you're thinking, know everything about you. And we need to be very careful and keep our eyes on that. And
notice,
I love
Jerry.
Elon Musk, but...
yeah. What? You say?
I said I love Elon Musk, his stand for free speech and for Twitter, but we have to realize he was pushing the neural link. And that was going to provide a connection to the human brain.
I don't think it was lost on them. I wanted to just mention a lot of people have drawn a connection, and this is not a conspiracy theory, of transhumanism and transgenderism. Why? Because exactly what you said. I think there are people, there have always been people down through history forever and ever who want not only to be God in their own universe, but in everyone else's. And the only way they can do that is erase God and make themselves God. And I think that's what a lot of these people have done. They watched way too many bad sci-fi movies. And I think that with Trump in office again, they're going to be aware of that. I'm not saying everything's going to be hunky-dory right away, but you can't tell me that the people that are going to Washington don't know about that, about the WHO and all the alphabets that we need to get rid of. What do you say, Sherry?
Yeah, and God, Karen, you can make things, you could say it so good. I make it so complicated, but exactly what you said, that's exactly right. And I do think they know, and hopefully we can trust them. But I think that we need to be always questioning, you want to trust, but you want to verify, I guess.
Yeah.
Like Reagan said, because,
well,
you know, we got in a big hole, and
yeah. we have to be very vigilant and realize this is the most important thing. What this election, not the most important thing, there's a million important things. This election taught us that we were never alone like we thought we were. Everybody was in their own house, in their own home, with their own sphere of influence. And they felt like other people were idiots because they couldn't see what we saw. And the reality was, that was a lie. We are a 70-30 country. This move towards true liberty is happening all over the world, from Argentina and lots of places. And we have to remember that you can't buy into the lie that we're alone. We are not alone. We just, we're not community organizers like the left is, where we march and goose step with everybody. You know what I mean?
Right. And when a certain group has such complete power over what gets out and what gets heard and who can communicate what with who, then the idea is to isolate. It is.
Right.
And that's exactly, right. They've done a good job for a long time of doing that.
Yeah, and that lie has been blown out of the water. Thank you so much, Sherry, for your opinions, for your thoughts. You're just such an important part of the Chuck and Julie show, and I'm glad to hear from you. And I'm so glad that you called in and we got to hear your voice. Thank you.
Bye, Karen.
Thank you. Bye. Can we hear Donna's voice, Dr. Donna? If she doesn't, then I'll read some of what she's written. But I would love for Dr. Donna, if you'd like to be heard, I would love for you to express yourself too. This is one of those, you know, old fashioned caller driven talk radio hours. And we have, I think, about just a few more minutes left. We're going late today because there's callers. Yay.
Oh, cool.
Yay.
I'm teaching a class in January on some of this because I found that far too many people don't really understand the inner workings of this. And I'm meeting people that are running around with pitchforks and knives, practically, wanting to get somebody, like the state party or local parties, and those aren't the issues. So that's one thing I'm doing with Task Force Freedom in January. And
that's great. It is so good to hear your voice as well.
Thanks, Karen.
You had a few comments here, and thank you for that. Let's see if I can pull it up. Well, just express, where were you when you heard that Trump was the next president of the United States? We haven't had one, but.
Let's see. I was probably at home.
Yes. And what did you think? Were you pleasantly surprised? What was your reaction?
I kind of figured he was going to win. I knew he would not win Colorado.
Right.
And there's lots of reasons for that, but I was pretty sure he was going to win the country. Not every place, but he did pretty well. And a lot of places that were blue are now red.
It was a landslide. And it was an absolute landslide. And did you think he was going to win because they had figured out the cheating, or just because, why did you think that? Because I was incredibly pessimistic. I didn't give up hope, but I was very pessimistic.
I think people were disgusted with how things have been going the last 4 years. They had no answers from Kamala as to what her plans were. And they had seen what between Kamala and Joe, what had happened. And a lot of people, even if they're Democrats, I come from an old family. RFK is a cousin of mine. And I didn't start telling people that until after he walked away from the Democrat Party. But a lot of Democrats were fed up themselves with how things went, not in Colorado, because they've all kind of been brainwashed. I don't know of a better way to put it. But across the country, I think they were seeing, wow, I can't go as far with my grocery money. I can't go as far in my car. I can't buy the things that I used to for my children, et cetera, et cetera.
You know what I think, Donna? One of the things, I had a video after the election. I saw an ad that wasn't played where I live because I'm in a Republican area. But there was an ad that was so powerful. They started spending tons of money on it at the very end. And I think that was an undercurrent of what was going on as well. And that was, it said, Kamala Harris. She's for they, them. Donald Trump, he's for you. And I think not only were the mama bears and people with families watching this transgender insanity, but they knew it was insane. And they also knew that the media lies. And if you combine those two, people put two and two together, that we were being handed a snow job. And I think that that was a powerful ad that really tapped into something that wasn't even evident on the campaign trail. What do you think?
Yes, that played a big part in it. Unfortunately, you know, like I said, Colorado was all about that. But I tried to bring that out after I found out from Trevor Loudon that my opponent was one of the leaders in the Democrat Socialists of America, and they support that. But I think the mama bears, as you were saying, and the rest of the country had their eyes open. This is really going on in our schools. Yeah. Because, you know, moms have a way, I'm a mom, grandma, and we have a way of our guts telling us, maybe we ought to look into this. You know how you can have eyes in the back of your head when you have kids?
Yes. It's pure mass psychosis to be able to push something so evil on an entire country. And this is the social worker in me coming out. That was when I didn't sleep nights because I was so horrified. And I know I wasn't alone in what they were doing to children. I used to do therapeutic work with adults who had been molested or incested as children and who had sexual confusion at a very early age. And to know and to think and believe that this was done to children all over this country deliberately, on purpose, creating a social contagion so that more and more children would be confused about their gender. And then they did the same, I don't need to rehash this, to professionals to impose this on children. I'm reminded of the many medical mistakes that have been made that have changed people's lives forever. And it truly breaks my heart. I have to let you go. Dr. Donna, thank you so much.
Good to see you.
There's so much. I appreciate you. And I love watching the Chuck and Julie show and hearing what you guys have to say. Sometimes I get on Twitter and I'm watching, but I'm not wanting to comment. I just want to watch the show. I'm going to wrap it up by saying I had pages and pages. I overwhelmed myself with the amount of stuff that I could have said, but I think what was said was exactly what needed to be said. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I wish everybody just a holiday filled with gratitude and love and enjoyment, because when I think about what the holidays would have been like if they had cheated her in, it would have been a very different holiday. And so, yeah, we have a huge fight ahead of us, but there is a God, and I'm filled with gratitude too. So thank you for allowing me to sit in Chuck and Julie's living room. Thank you to BBS Radio and to Doug for producing the show. Very, very delighted that I still have a connection to my beloved hometown. I hope that it turns around, and I wish everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
It was good to see you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.